It was almost a recreation of the previous day's events in the Temple Medical Center, but with a bigger and more diverse cast. Jedi, troopers, and the Horns waited for the doctor's reports, while Valen lay unconscious. News of the rampage spread like a tenement fire through the news nets, and the Jedi had little to do but watch the news coverage for the first several hours. It wasn't good. Amateur recording showed Valen's dressing robe paranoia outside the hostel the previous morning. Commentators asked why the Jedi had not surrendered him to the authorities then, which would have prevented today's outrage. Luke's arrest was briefly covered, with many angles on the Jedi, lightsabers lit, looking menacing. There were security recordings of Valen performing overrides on the X-Wing and shuttle security, followed by gloriously detailed scenes of the shuttle smashing out of the Senate building and crashing nearby. And then Valen's final rampage, covered in exacting detail by high-quality holorecorders and far too many members of the press. Analysts cast the Jedi Order in the guise of ungoverned, unprincipled superhumans content to gratify themselves whatever the cost might be to the common population. Every Jedi a potential Jason Solo. No such stigma was attached to Luke Skywalker. His benevolence was too well known, too ingrained in the public consciousness. Instead, he was cast as an out-of-touch autocrat, kindly but dangerously clueless, dedicated to a culture of entitlement that was decades behind the times. After the 9th news cycle, Leia heaved a sigh. I can feel the public turning against us from here. Minds are slamming shut like malfunctioning turbo lift doors. Luke gave her a glum look of agreement. Any recommendations? Dala's masters of reinterpretation already have the public half convinced that the only way to save civilization is to muzzle the Jedi. You need to prepare yourself for a fight. The civilian doctors studying Valen reported just what Silgall had. High stress levels, no physical abnormalities, no evidence of poisoning or drugs, no way to test his neurological functions. Jason's scanner scrambling technique stayed in effect, even as Valen remained under heavy sedation. By the next day, Luke and Captain Savar had agreed on a reduced number of observers from each camp, the Horns not to count against the Jedi total. Luke returned to his duties. The government prepared a case against Valen Horn and cleared dockets to advance Luke's first hearing. Nawara Venn confirmed that the prosecutors were exploiting Valen's actions for all they were worth. The situation was very, very bad for Luke's case. As Nawara explained it, the public is still hurting from a war where everybody suffered and nobody gained. A war worsened by a Jedi. They're pretty worked up. They want someone to take responsibility for Jason Solo. They want a change they can point to, a change that means problems like Jason Solo and Valen Horn will never happen again. You can tell them all you want that muzzling the Jedi won't fix things. It's what they want, and they're turning against you. It was true. Jedi on ordinary missions were booed. Ordinary people they dealt with were suddenly unhelpful, stalling investigations. And not just on Coruscant. The news, spreading throughout the Alliance space, caused anti-Jedi sentiment to swell like a pond ripple that never seemed to weaken. Jaina, assigned at her own request to be the Imperial Remnant Jedi liaison, suffered catcalls and was even thrown filth while in Jag's company. Public speaking engagements, for which Jedi had been solicited months earlier, were canceled. A years-old academic thesis proposing that interacting with the Force contributed to a tendency toward madness was uncovered and redistributed, and its author, now an obscure philosophy professor on Corellia, was suddenly the darling of interview shows. Valen slept through it all, fruitlessly studied by doctors and chronicled by the press. The Unification Summit moved on, relegated to second-tier news coverage. Perhaps the sudden absence of spotlights was a boon. Political analysts reported promising responses from the Imperial Remnant and the Confederation.